Chamishi. And the pasuk right before Chamishi said that Hashem would have allowed the Goyim to destroy Klal Yisrael were it not for the fact that the Goyim would have attributed the victory to their own invincibility. Because they are a nation without understanding and logic to realize that this is Hashem's doing in order to punish Klal Yisrael. Lu chachmu, were they wise, yaskilu zeis, they would have comprehended this, that this is all from Hashem. Yavinu, they would have understood, la'acharisam, the end punishment of Klal Yisrael, that this could have only taken place because this was the will of Hashem. Because Eicha, how is it possible, yirdav echor elef, that one guy can chase 1,000 Jews, Ushnayim and two, Yonisu Revava, can chase 10,000. Imloiki Tsura Mechorom, if not for the fact that their God, their rock, sold them, Vashem and Hashem Hiskiram delivered them over. And the Maskil of David asks, we know that Mida Toiva Miruba Mimidas Puranios, Hashem's measure of good is greater than his measure to punish. So how can the Pasuk over here say, by the punishment, that one guy will chase 1,000 Jews, when by the Mida Toiva in Parshas Bechukosai, Perik Chavav Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, V'rodfu mikem chamishamea, that 5 Jews will chase 100 Goyim. So we see that the Mida Toiva is not as great as the Mida of Peronios, because over here it says one will chase 1,000. Maskel David answers that Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai clearly says that when 5 of you will chase 100, it is referring to chaloshim shebochem, 5 weak ones of you. However, your mighty ones will also be able to chase a ratio of 1,000 to 1. And Maskel David asks, what's the pshat further on in the pasuk, where it says that 2 non-Jews will chase 10,000 Jews, just like Rashi asked in Parshas Bechukosai, where it says that 5 will chase 100, and 100 will chase 10,000, and Rashi asks, V'chikachu achezbin, is this the proper proportion? If 5 chase 100, 100 should chase 2,000, not 10,000. So why doesn't Rashi over here ask the same question? V'chikachu achezbin, is this the chezbin? If one chases 1,000, then 2 should chase 2,000, not 10,000. Maskil David answers that Rashi's teretz over there applies over here too. Rashi there says, Eino doime muatim ha'oisim es ha'tayra limerubim ha'oisim es ha'tayra. If more people are united in serving Hashem, the more effective is their actions. 5 Jews together will chase 100. However, when you put 100 together, merubim ha'oisim es ha'tayra, their power is greater to destroy a ratio that is greater than 1 to 20. 100 will chase 10,000. Here too says the Maskil of David, many sinners together are more susceptible to be punished than fewer sinners. 1,000 sinners can be chased by one guy. However, when you put 10,000 together, the pagam is much greater, and all you need is 2 non-Jews to chase 10,000 Jews. And the goyim should have realized, ki lo kitzu reinu tzuram, that up till now their God was no match for our God. And all of a sudden, vayvenu pililim, our enemies are our judges and the ones that are punishing us. Up till now, they had no power over us. All of a sudden, they are able to overtake us. The goyim should realize that this can't be because of their power, but rather because Hashem gave the yidden over to them. And this is all included in the words luchachmu yaskilu zeis. If they were wise, they would have comprehended this and not attributed the victory to their own power. And what is the reason why Klal Yisrael is being punished? Because they did many averos, and their actions are like the actions of the people of Sodom and Amorah. Ki migefen Sodom gafnam, because from the vine of Sodom is their vine, umishadmois Amorah, and from the fields of Amorah. Anovemoi inve roish, their grapes are bitter grapes, grapes of gall. Roish is a bitter herb called gall. And since their averos are compared to bitter grapes, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them mida keneged mida with ashkelois meroreis lomoi. They will drink bitter wine from the bitter clusters of grapes. And how bitter will their bitter wine be? Chamas taninim yenom. Their wine will be as bitter as the venom of snakes. Verosh pisonim achzor, and as bitter as the venom in the head of a viper. A viper who is achzor, who is cruel to kill and bite. So too will Hashem bring upon Klal Yisrael a cruel enemy that will not have any rachmanus on them. And if you will think that Hashem will forget the bad deeds that you did, and then Hashem says, Halayhu kamus imadi, is it not all your bad deeds stored with me? Chosum sealed ba'itzroisai in my treasuries, so I definitely will not forget what you did. Li to me is prepared and ready, nokam revenge, vishile. and the revenge will repay them for all their averis. La'es tamat raglam, at the time when their feet will falter, when they will use up the schus avos. Ki karav yom edom, because the day of their catastrophe is near. Which means that Hashem has many shluchim, many messengers to carry out His punishments. And they are always ready and prepared to do what Hashem wants. Therefore, the day of their catastrophe is near. V'chosh asido islamoi, and the future events will come to them very quickly. And until now, Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael words of Teichacha. However, from this pasuk and on starts the words of consolation, the words of Tanchumim, where Moshe says that after Hashem is finished punishing you, then He will have rachmanis on you and only do good to you and punish the ones who caused you all these tzaras. And Moshe said, Ki yodin Hashem amoy, when Hashem will finish punishing Klal Yisrael, v'al avodov yisnechom, and on His servants Klal Yisrael, He will reconsider to start doing good to them. Ki yireh ki odlas yad, because He will see that the hand of the enemy is constantly going against Klal Yisrael, getting stronger and stronger against Klal Yisrael. The Efes, and there is none among them, Otsur, who is saved, the Ozov, and strengthened. The Omar, and Hashem will say, Ei Eliheimoi, where is their God, their Avodah Zarah? Sur, the rock that they covered themselves with. Chasayuvoi, that they put all their trust in this Avodah Zarah. Asher Chelev Zvachemo Yoichelu, which the fats of their karbonois, these Avodah Zarahs ate. Yishtu Yei Nesicham, they drank the wine of their Nesachim. Yakumu, let them get up, V'yazruchem, and help you out. Yehi Aleichem Sisra, let them be for you a protection. Ru'u Ato, see now, after all these punishments, Ki Ani, Ani Hu, I am He, which means, Ani, I am the one who can punish, and nobody can stop me from punishing. Ani, I am the one who can save, and nobody can stop me from saving. Ve'ein Elohim Imadi, there is no God that is equal to me that can stop me. Ani Omus, I put to death, Va'achaye, and cause to live. Machatzti, I struck down, Va'ani Erpo, and I will heal. Ve'ein Miyadi Matzil, and there is nobody that can rescue the sinners from my hand. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chavtes, if they were wise, they would comprehend. Yovinu Lacharisam, Yitnu Lev Lisboinen, they will be focused to understand L'Soif Poranusam Shel Yisrael, the end punishment of Klal Yisrael, that this could have only happened because Hashem gave them over to the Goyim. Echo Yirdav Echad Mimenu Elef Miyisrael, how is it possible that one of us can chase 1,000 of Klal Yisrael? Imloi Kitzura Mechoram V'Hashem Hiskiram, were it not for the fact that Hashem Mechoram sold them, Umasram Biodenu, and gave them over into our hands. Hiloi Kitzurenu Tzuram, because their God is not like our God. Kol Zeh Hayo Lahem La'ovim Lahavin, all this the enemies should have understood. Shashem Hiskiram, that Hashem gave them over. V'loi Lohem V'leiloi Hehem Hanitzachoyim, and not to them nor to their gods is the victory. Share Arheno, because up to this point, La Yachlu Klum Eloiheihem Kineget Tzureinu, their God was no match for our God. Ki Loi Kisileinu Silam, because their rock is not like our rock. Kol Tzur Shebemikra Lashon Sela, whenever it says Tzur in the Pasuk, it literally means a rock. V'Oiveinu Pelilim, V'Achshav Oiveinu Shoftim Oisanu, and now our enemies are the ones that are judging us and punishing us. Harei Shetzureinu Macharnu Lahem, it must be that our God sold us to them. Zakrashi kimi gefen sedoim gafnam, from the vines of sedoim is their vine. Moisif lamalo, this is going back on pasuk chavav earlier, where it says, Omarti belibi, I said in my heart, afehem, I will scatter them, va'ash bezichrom, and I will cause their memory to be forgotten. And why will Hashem punish them so? L'fishema aseem maase sedoim va'amoro, because their actions are the actions of the people of sedoim va'amoro. Shadmois amoro, Zakrashi sedei tvua. Shadmois means a field of grain. K'moy, like the pasuk says in Chavakuk, Ushedemois le'osa oichel, and the fields did not produce food. And so too does the pasuk say in Malachim, B'shadmas kidroin, in the fields of kidroin. And their grapes are inve roish, grapes of gall. So Rashi, roish means esev mar, a bitter herb. Just like the pasuk says in Parashas Nitzavim, Perikov tes pasuk yud zayin, poire roish velano. So roish over there means a bitter herb. So to over here, inve roish, roish means a bitter herb, grapes of gall. Ashkelois meroi reis lomoi, bitter clusters to them. Zakrashi mashke mar roi lahem, a bitter drink is fit for them. Lefima aseem poranusam, because according to their deeds is their punishment. Since their averis were compared to bitter grapes, therefore their punishment is compared to bitter wine from bitter clusters. Chen Targum Unkelis, and so does Targum say, Vesushlamas oivodehoin kimra rusoin. And the repayment for their actions is like their bitterness. Just like their bitterness, the Averois were bitter grapes, their repayment will be with bitter wine. Zakrashi Chamas Taninim Yenam, Kitagumai, like Targum says, Hokomoras Taninaya Kois Peranusan, which means, Hine Kimirirus Nechoshim Kois Mishte Peranusam. Just like the bitterness of the venom of the snake will be the cup of the drink of their punishment. The Rosh Pisonim, and like the venom inside the head of a viper, Koisam, will be the cup of their punishment. Shehu Achzo Linchoich, because the viper is cruel to bite, so too, Oyev Achzori Yavoi V'yipara Mehem. A cruel enemy will come and punish them. Zok Rashi Halehu Kamus Imadi, is it not stored with me? Kitagumai, like Targum says, Kisvurim Heim, they might think Sheshochachti Ma'asehem, that I forgot their bad deeds. On that Hashem said, no, Kulam Genuzim Ushmurim Lefonai, they are all stored away and guarded before me. Halehu, he is. What is who referring to? Prigathnam, the fruit of their vines, Usvuas Shad Moisam, and the crop of their field, referring to their averis mentioned in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Komos Imadi, this is all stored away and guarded by me. Zakrashi Li Nokom Vishilem, to me is revenge and it will repay them. Imi Nochon Umezuman, with me it is prepared and ready, Puranos Nekem, the punishment of revenge, Vyashalim Lahem Kim Asehem, and the revenge will pay them for their deeds. Which means Han Nokom, the revenge, Yeshalim Lahem Gemulam, will pay them back. According to Rashi's first pshat, the word Vishile means, and it will repay them. It referring to the Nakama. The Nakama will repay them. V'yesh Mefarshim, and some learn, Vishilem Shem Dover. Vishilem is a noun, and it means repayment. K'moy Vishilom, like the word Vishilom. V'hu Migzeras, and it is the same form as the word Vahadiber in the Pasuk, Vahadiber Ein Bohem, and speech will not be in them. Just like the word Vahadiber, Kimoy Vahadibor, is like the word Vahadibor, which means speech, so too the word Shilem is like Shilum, which means repayment. And according to this pshat, the pasuk means, Li to me Nokom is revenge, Vishilem, and repayment. And again, according to the first pshat in the pasuk is, Li to me Nokom is revenge, Vishilem, and the Nakama will repay them. According to this pshat, it means, to me is revenge, Vishilem, and repayment. And when will I pay them back? La'es tamut raglam, when their feet will falter. Kishetitam z'chus avoysam, when the z'chus of their fathers will end. Shehem smuchen olav, which they rely on the z'chus avos. Kikarev yom edom, because the day of their catastrophe is coming near. Kishe'erz elohavi aleihem yom edom, when I will want to bring upon them the day of their catastrophe. Karev umezuman lefonai, it is close and prepared before me. Lohavi ayidei shluchim harbei, to bring it about through many different messengers. The chosh asidos lomoi, and the future will come to them quickly. Umaher yavoyu ho asidos lohem, the future will come to them very quickly. The chosh, kemo yimaher yechisha, like the pasuk says, yimaher, let him hurry, yechisha, let him rush. Zok Rashi, ad kan, until this pasuk, heir alehem Moshe divrei teichocho, Moshe testified against Klal Yisrael words of rebuke. Liois hashira azayis la'ed, so that this shira should be a testimony. Kishetove aleim haperonios, when the punishment will come upon them, yedu shani hoidatim erosh, they will know that I warned them in the beginning. However, mikan ve'elech, from posuk lamed vav and on, heir aleim divrei tanchumim, Moshe testified before them words of consolation. Sheyevoyu aleim kichalos haperonios, that will come upon them after the punishment ends. Kichol asher omar lamalo, like the posuk says earlier, it will be when it will come upon you all these things, the brocha and the klala. Then Hashem will return your captives and Hashem will start doing good for you. So Rashi ki yodin Hashem amoy, when Hashem will punish his nation, when he will judge them with these punishments that were said about them. So Rashi is saying the word yodin means to punish. K'moy, like the pasuk says in Iyuv, Kibom, with them, Yodin Amim, he will punish nations. So we see Yodin means to punish. Zok Rashi, Ki ze einu meshamish b'loshen daho. This word ki does not mean because. Lo seis tam l'dvorm shel malo, to give a reason to that which is stated above. El loshen tchilas dibor. Rather, it is the beginning of a statement. And it means when. K'moy, just like the pasuk, Ki savoyu el ha'oretz, when you will come into the land. So to overhear it means, Kishi yavoyu aleim mishpatim halolu, when these punishments will come upon you. V'yisnecha makodesh baruch hu al avodov. And Hashem will change his mind about his servants. Loshuv ulerachim aleihem. To go back and have mercy over them. So Rashi yisnecham. Loshen hofach machshavo. It is a change of mind. A reconsideration. Lehetiv oy lehara. To do good or to do bad. And over here it means to change his mind from doing bad to doing good. Ki yira ki ozlos yad. When Hashem will see that the hand of the enemy is going very strong on them, and there is none among them that is saved and strengthened. And now Rashi explains the words otzur and ozuv. Otzur means noisha al yedei oitzer, one who is saved through a controller, umayshel, or a ruler, sheyatzur bohem, who commands over them. Ozuv is somebody who is strengthened al yidei oizev through one who strengthens. So Rashi oitzer, hu amoishel ha'oitzer ba'om. The oitzer is the ruler that holds back the nation. Shlo yelchu mufuzorim b'tzeisim latzova al oyev. That they should not be scattered when they go out to war against the enemy. That is the oitzer. Otzur, hu anoishel b'ma'atzah ha'moishel. The otzur is the one who is saved through the control of the ruler. So the oitzer is the ruler who saves, and the otzur is the one who is being saved. Zok Rashi Ozuv, Mechuzok, it means strengthen. K'moy v'yazvu esh Yerushalayim arachoymo, and they strengthened Yerushalayim until the wall, and also the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Eich lo ozva ir tehila, how wasn't it strengthened, the city of praise? So Rashi is explaining that Otzur means to be saved through an Oitzer, through a ruler, and Ozuv means to be strengthened through an Oizev, one who strengthens. The Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say about Klal Yisrael, Eilei Heimoi, where is their God? Avodah Zorah She'ovdu, the Avodah Zorah that they worshipped. Tzur the rock, Chosoyuvoi, that they had trust in it. Hasela Shehoyu Mischasenvoi, the rock that they covered themselves with. Mepnei Acham of Atzino, to protect them from the sun and from the cold. Kiloimar, which means to say, Shehoyu Betuchenvoi, they had confidence in these gods. Lehegin Aleihem in Aro, to protect them from the bad. Asher chelev zevachemoi, the fat of their karbonois, haya oisen elihus oichlim, these gods would eat, shahaya makriven lefneim, because they would be makriv karbonois before them, bishoisim ye nesicham, and they would drink the wines of their nesachim, yehi alechem sisra, let these gods be a protection, oisei hatsur, this rock, yilachem machse umastor, should be a protection for you, zakrashi ruuato, see now, hevinu mina peronios, understand from the punishments, shehevesi alechem that I brought upon you, and there was nobody to help you. And from the salvation that I saved you, and there was nobody to protest and stop this saving. Ani ani hu. And Rashi is bothered by the double lashon ani ani. Zok Rashi ani lahashpil. I am the one that can bring somebody down and punish. Vani lahorim. And I am the one who can raise somebody and save somebody. There is no God with me, I made kinegdi limchois, to stand against me and protest. There is no God like me. And there is nobody who can rescue from my hands, which means haposhimbi. The ones who sin against me, there is nobody who can rescue them from my hands.